And I vote nay because I think it adds an extra layer of scrutiny that I'm not willing to add. I think that the system that we have in place with UDOT is sufficient.
Okay.
So here we are.
So can somebody tell me where we are?
Right where we started.
Okay. I'm done with this.
Maybe something's going to happen, Gretchen. Maybe you give up and leave now. I'm
the warden.
We still need to take action, conclusive action on the appeal.
And the mayor needs to understand that. I also recognize if we've gone beyond somebody's ability to hang with us, that happens.
Here I am. I'm ready to get up and leave.
I know.
I can't.
Whole meeting adjourned.
We treaded water. Jumped in the pool. I still think if we vote against it and make our voices heard more. I think we have the responsibility to go to the UDOT. I don't feel the pressure that you feel. I don't have a piece of property to ask for another approach into it, you know, so I'm not worried about what they're going to be against me in the future. I think it's our obligation to, if it's not how we want it, we should be able to say and not, you know, that's just my opinion. It hadn't been worth anything yet today. I'm not trying to be against anybody. I want the project to go, but I don't want it to go with that intersection.
I wish that all of these would have been brought up in May of 2023 when I had the public hearing, and you could have brought
and
all
May,
of this up.
And so, ma'am, I'm not. I think so too, but. That being said, in May, I thought you were going to put it across the road from me. Well, I thought that.
That project was never viable there. We never discussed
right,
it.
Still
it was ideally threw out. Yeah. It was never a viable option.
It never was. That's what you bought the property to start with, was.
The previous mayor. The previous mayor did.
Had no promises. We just bought
property. But it was, we assumed, like what you guys had said, that it was going to be a super dump. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. I'm not trying to be anti. I just want, I'm going to contest that intersection until I vote against it just because of that intersection. I'm not voting against the. I'll let these guys yell at me for.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. But I want to see a dump in the county.
We'll
not,
place.
And I think any one of us could take our outfit and dump it there. You know, I mean, was it $25 before?
No, and that's part of the problem that you all are not seeing is it was an honor system, and there is no honor. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry, you just shot me in the leg and said I'm not honorable.
Did you dump in there? There was an honor system. We expected people to pay for their dumping.
So
and
how
they never
you,
did.
What
they,
are you going to do down here? You're going to have somebody stand there and collect
the money?
There's
going to be a kiosk.
The
you'll have to use your debit
card. The gate won't open until you pay. the right. It won't Excuse function me? Until you pay.
That's right.
I'm not in favor of it, but I think if you're going to pass it, it should at least have the road widened like it is on Bearpaw to come in there, just for the safety aspect and for the people that live there. But the cost to all of us as well for a project that is not required by the state. We don't have to have an RV dump. We all have to pay for it.
Did I hear the RV dump is being paid with separate money?
Yes, it is.
I mean, it doesn't matter to this. It's not pertinent to this question.
It's paid for by the grant. There's no community input.
All right, I'm going to limit the public comment just because we have to by the ordinance. I apologize for that, but we're bound to that rule. Okay, I'd like to make another motion. So we've got to have something passed today. Not taking some action is not an option. I'd like to make a motion to approve the Planning Commission's to affirm the Planning Commission's approval with this new condition that for an appropriate distance before and after this approach on Airport Road, the highway is widened by an additional 4 feet to the south, and with that appropriate distance being determined in conjunction with UDOT between the county and the town and the Department of Transportation.
Did the highway be the 43?
Is that 43 widened?
By 4 feet on the south side. For an appropriate distance before and after.
Don't you need a whole lane widened on
That's my motion.
Question to your motion.
Yes, sir.
What if you were to say, I don't know what 4 feet adds necessarily in my mind's eye, but what if we were to say the appropriate width and length to accommodate that turn? Only because I'm not enough of an engineer on that road to know what's right. Is that an acceptable amendment?
I am open to that amendment. I accept that amendment. So the width added to the south of Highway 43 before and after, meaning east and west,
yes,
of the approach on Airport Road, be determined by work between the town, the county, and the Department of Transportation.
Yes. Width and length.
Width and length.
To accommodate that turn on to the county. What county road is it numbered?
It's Airport Road.
Airport Road.
50th.
On to Airport Road. I'll second the motion.
Any more discussion?
I would just say if your motion passes, what's the guarantee they do anything about that? If you approve what's been done, that goes in effect, right? They can go forward with the project.
My motion was that the county have, what's the word I'm looking for? As a partner in determining the appropriate width and length. the county is a partner and as a partner needs to sign off on that determination. So it would give us opportunity to have those discussions as a partner
with DOT,
and all three partners would need to agree. Does that help?
Well, I don't see what difference that is. You're going against DOT. You're putting more regulation on DOT with what you said now.
I'm saying that the three partners would need to agree to the width and the added width and length south of Highway 43 and east and west of Airport Road in an effort to make it as safe as reasonably possible. So you second it. There's a motion and a second on the table. We'll do a roll call vote again in the same order we did before. Commissioner Idle?
Aye.
Commissioner Acey?
No.
And I vote aye. The motion carries with those additional terms being added to the conditional use permit. All right, is there anything else that we need to discuss as a board of adjustments today? I'm not aware of any. Then I will adjourn the meeting by acclamation at 12:25. We are adjourned. Everybody's stiff, I'm sure, from sitting.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
First time I've been to a meeting, I feel like we're about to. It's been so bad.
Thank you.
My flight comes in. The other day when they were down there bringing dirt in, I had to wait.
Matt, you guys were standing there. Whatever happened to that? That we hired you. That.